Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
How beloved is Freddie Freeman as an Atlanta sports athlete? Let's start with the Braves. If, you know, Hank Aaron is beloved, right? I think Chipper Jones is in that beloved group. How many other Braves are legitimately beloved, right? That are just, you just immediately identify, and there's just something special about that guy. You know, because for instance, is Tom Glavine beloved here? I know he pitched the game that won the World Series, but, you know, the stuff with the Union, then he finished up with the Mets and this, that, and the other. I do think that there is something to a guy that finished his career with the same franchise that has lived. Yeah, I think you're right, Gary. I think Smoltz is probably more beloved in some ways because it felt like he was always their big game pitcher. But how many guys are beloved all time in Atlanta sports? I think Freddie Freeman is really moved himself into that kind of category because he is the heart and soul of the Braves. And I think when you look at Freddie's career, let's be honest about it. When they were coming up through the minor leagues, and it was Freddie Freeman and Jason Hayward, I think people thought Freddie Freeman would be a pretty solid player, but Jason Hayward was the guy who everybody targeted and said, that's the can't-miss guy. That's the can't-miss prospect. Jason Hayward was a guy that could hit for power, looked like he could hit for average. He would obviously, and he still is a plus defender. He was an elite defender, run the bases, steal some bases, but it just never panned out offensively for Jason Hayward that way. So Freddie wasn't the guy that was looked at as this is the real cornerstone piece of this franchise moving forward. That was Jason Hayward. I think people looked at Freddie and said, okay, he could be a pretty good player. I'm not sure that people, well, I know they didn't look at Freddie as this is the guy who's going to be the best first baseman of all time and one of the great Braves in history. I think people were hopeful that he'd be a pretty good player. But what Freddie has done in winning the MVP last year, and, you know, he had that rep for a few years that, you know, he was underrated. And I think there was a time that Freddie was underrated for his production. But the last two or three years when people tried to sell me on that, he wasn't. He was looked at as the best first baseman in Major League Baseball. You know, he's putting up, you know, 25, 30 homers, 100 RBI, hitting 300. I mean, he had plenty of numbers to go along with it. But I think Freddie Freeman with the MVP, with leading this team, he was here for the rebuild, right? You know, he was here as part of the rebuild, and now he's here for the success out of all of it. And he's got a great family, right? You know, his wife and his kids and all that, they've become kind of pseudo-celebrities along with him, right? They're sort of one of the first families of Atlanta. I think even more than Matt Ryan, I think Freddie Freeman has become beloved in this town. And I don't know how many guys are beloved. You know, I think in a lot of ways, Deion Sanders is beloved, and what's funny about that is he didn't play here all that long. But people so identified Deion Sanders with the Atlanta Falcons. Yeah, they drafted him, but all his most success and what people remember him most is San Francisco and Dallas. They remember some of Atlanta for the punt return and, you know, the too legit to quit and all that the Falcons had. But, you know, his biggest on-field remembrance for most people nationally is not in Atlanta. It's Dallas and San Francisco and winning the Super Bowls with both teams and covering Jerry Rice when he's in. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, but I think he's beloved here in Atlanta. I'm not sure how many guys are, But I think Freddie has really moved himself into that. The big thing that I think everybody wants is getting that World Series trophy and putting him. And I think that's the difference with Chipper. I think Chipper's beloved because he was here for their one championship, right? That he was a cornerstone piece, played his whole career here, and was here for the championship. And I think that's the one, just the one missing piece for Freddie Freeman. You know, I said at the end of their, you know, Dale Murphy's a beloved figure in Atlanta. And I have asked the question before. Is Freddie Freeman going to be remembered more as Dale Murphy or as Chipper Jones? And the biggest difference between those two guys is nothing about their baseball ability. One was here for the championship. One was part of a couple of good but mostly bad teams. Great individual player, but team success didn't make it. Chipper was a great individual player, but also had the great team success for all of it. You can be a great individual player and still be beloved. Like I said, Dale Murphy's beloved in this town. You know, and Dale didn't finish his career with the Atlanta Braves, but I think, you know, part of that was, I think, you know, different time, different era in baseball. A lot of those guys just moved on at the end of their career when it just started falling off a cliff, right? You know, Dale Murphy is another one of those guys that when it fell off, it fell off. You know, the Dale Murphy, Jim Rice, Mike Schmidt, you know, when it went bad, it went bad for those guys. And there's also a mystique about Dale Murphy because of, I don't know, is he the best player? Well, no, I'm not going to say that. He's not the best player not in the Hall of Fame, but he's up there. But the two best players not in the Hall of Fame are Roger Clemens and Barry Bonds. Yeah, I mean, he's the best Braves player. I'll give you that, but that ain't saying a whole lot because Marcus Giles ain't going to the Hall of Fame. You know, Andrew, I'll say like this. I would have no problem with Andrew Jones being in the Hall of Fame, but I don't think Andrew Jones is a Hall of Fame player myself. I don't think he's a Hall of Fame player. I think Dale Murphy is more of a Hall of Fame player than Andrew Jones is. Murphy did everything, was the MVP of the league on some bad teams. Again, didn't have the team success that Andrew does. But Dale Murphy's also looked at in a little bit different way just because he's not in the Hall of Fame. That a lot of people feel like, and I got no problem putting Dale Murphy in the Hall of Fame. I think Dale Murphy should be in the Hall of Fame. I think when you look at his numbers and in the era that he played, he was the best center fielder in baseball, arguably, during the time that he played in the 1980s, and multiple MVP awards. How many guys have more than one MVP award in baseball history? There ain't a whole lot of them. So I'm not going to say he's the best player not in the Hall of Fame because, with all due respect to Dale Murphy, he ain't Barry Bonds. Well, Barry Bonds, yeah. Okay, all right. All right, so even if Barry Bonds cheated, you took away 200 home runs, that means he only hit 560 home runs. Okay, so let's keep everything in perspective. But Dale Murphy is one of the top guys not in the Hall of Fame. But I think Freddie has moved himself moments like that. You know, the thing with the MVP and everything, it just has kind of all come together for Freddie. And look, he's an easy guy to root for. He'll be back as an Atlanta Brave. He will be. I mean, he'll be back as an Atlanta Brave. I know that people have their doubts and things like that. He's going to be back. Let's grab Mike quickly out in Atlanta. What's going on, Mike?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.